The beginning of all wisdom is when you realize how much you don't know. That's the beginning of wisdom. If you feel that you have life really nicely figured out, or you have the powers of the mind really nicely figured out, you can be quite assured that you are far from the track. But when you can hit a point in your training where you can honestly say to yourself, there is so much that I don't know, and really mean that, that's the beginning of wisdom. And what you're going to find in this training is that there is a whole lot about your own mind that you don't know and understand. Now, there's three interesting features about the conscious mind that you have to become aware of at this point of your training. Three important features. The first thing about your conscious mind to know and understand is that it's in constant motion. It's always thinking thoughts. You're forever thinking thoughts. Like right now, what's happening is you're processing the information that I'm sharing with you right now. You're processing that in your conscious mind. Your conscious mind is working. And if it's not processing, it's fantasizing, worrying, desiring, projecting, remembering. The mind is in constant motion. It is always thinking thoughts all the time. It's like a machine with no off switch. And that's the first thing to become aware of your own mind, is it's constantly working. There is always things going on inside it. It never stops. Never. The second interesting feature of the conscious mind is that it is what I like to call the great trickster. Your own mind is the great trickster. And what do I mean by the great trickster? Your mind tricks you, fools you, limits you in innumerable ways, way more than you can even imagine. And your mind knows you oh so well. Your mind knows the most intimate details about yourself, the most intimate details. Your mind knows your most secret failings, your inadequacies, your greatest fears. Your mind knows things about you that you have not shared with anyone. You have not shared with your spouse. You have not shared with your best friend. But your mind knows those things. And your mind likes to play with you in the same way as a cat plays with a mouse. And your mind will take the thing that you fear the most, and it will project it into your mind, and it will say, guess what's going to happen to you? And it'll make you deal with it. So often our mind tells us things are going to happen to us, and they don't happen to us. And yet our mind tells us that these things are going to happen to us, and they don't happen. So often, our own mind will lie to us, tell us outright flagrant lies that we can't even believe what our own mind tells us. I'm going to repeat that. This is really heavy. This is really crucial to understand. This is real deep, my friends. You can't even believe what your own mind tells you. Because your mind is the great trickster. It tricks us, fools us, limits us, mesmerizes us in innumerable ways, way more than you're aware of. So from this point on, we don't accept everything our mind tells us. From this point on, when our mind projects us into some scenario that is undesirable, and we're suffering with it, wondering what indeed is going to happen if this happens, we now say to our mind, is that you, great trickster? We can now begin to doubt our own doubts. We don't have to accept everything our mind tells us, because our mind is the great trickster. And that's the second interesting feature of our mind, is that it is indeed the great trickster. The third interesting feature of our mind is that there is a lot of useless thought going on inside us. Useless thought. Now, what do I mean by useless thought? Worries are useless thought. Anxiety is useless thought. Negatives are useless thought. Fears are useless thought. Now, there's a role and place for fear in our life. For example, it's a good, healthy fear that when you go out on safari, for example, that you don't jump out of your Jeep and embrace a lion. That's a good, healthy fear. If you didn't have that fear, you could end up being a living example of E equals MC squared. So there's a role and place for fear in our life. But that isn't what I'm talking about. A lot of fear going on inside us, afraid to try something new, afraid to approach someone that we don't know, afraid of things that might happen to us in the future. A lot of fear going on inside our mind. And that's useless thought. And so what's happening is that we are living our life, our very important life. And it is an important life. Here it is, we're living this really important life through a mechanism that is in constant motion, through a mechanism that has all this fear and negatives, through a mechanism that is the great trickster, that is fooling us and tricking us. And this is the lens through which we view and experience our world. And what happens is we wake up in the morning and our mind immediately is on, thinking all these thoughts, okay, what am I going to do at work on the way to work? And then you go to work and you have all these problems. Oh my God, what am I going to do with this job? I should just chuck this job. I don't even know what I'm doing with it, you know. But that's okay, you know. And then we go home, we have things happening at home and all the time, and the mind's going all the time, figuring out about the mortgage and the kids and how am I going to pay the tuition and all this happening. And I don't know what happened in my life. I don't even know if my marriage is working or not. And then something good happens to the marriage. Oh no, actually, the marriage is great. I'm fabulous. And what am I talking about? My life is great. And then wake up in the morning, oh my God, I got a problem that I have to deal with. And then. I mean, is it any wonder that we get a little overwhelmed in life? Because that's what's going on. That's what's going on in our life, is that we are living this life through this mechanism that is in constant motion, through this mechanism that is the great trickster, fooling us, deceiving us, through this mechanism that has all this useless thought. What happens is we've lost control. We have totally lost control of the mechanism. But we get control as soon as we recognize that we have lost control. We can begin to get control. And what I'm going to do this week is one of the exercises that I'm going to give you this week is the exercise of self-observation. And in the self-observation exercise, what you do is several times each day, suddenly and unexpectedly, you stop what you're doing and you observe your thoughts. You observe what is going through your mind. And when you observe what's going on in your mind, and you do this regularly and consistently, what you're going to find is that indeed what I say is true, that our mind is in constant motion, that it is the great trickster, that there is all this useless thought going on inside us. And it's one thing for me to tell you that. It's one thing for you to hear that. It's one thing for you to read it in your notes. But it's an entirely different thing for you to experience it. And when you experience it firsthand, then you have a real desire to make changes within your consciousness. Because how could you ever expect to get ahead with your consciousness working like that? How could you ever expect to understand the mysteries of the universe with your consciousness like that? How could you ever expect to have personal power when your consciousness is working like that? What happened is our consciousness is working faulty. This is not the way it was designed to work. Because we live in a society and culture that has not understood the laws of the mind, that has not understood how the mechanism of consciousness work, through neglect, our consciousness has fallen into disrepair. But we're going to get control of our consciousness through the methods I'm going to teach you. And we're going to get our conscious mind working in an entirely different way. No longer is it going to be out of control.